It's time for Chic Shit Only. Hi, everybody. It's me, Lauren Zima. Oh, welcome to Chic Shit Only, everyone. I am so happy. It has been a week. If you're watching this on video, I'm wearing a strong blue eye makeup right now because I've just come off of work for Entertainment Tonight, and we shot our show from Harry Potter World at Universal Studios, and of course, I'm a Ravenclaw, so rocking the blue. We film our show from Universal Studios every day for Halloween week, so, you know, we're just loving the spooky vibes, the fall season, the full costumes. But of course, the biggest highlight of my week, and I can't believe I'm saying this considering I had inside access and an absolute field day at Harry Potter World, but the biggest highlight of my week was I got engaged. Do you all have, are there words that will sort of trigger like TV show clips or movie clips in your mind that have stuck with you since childhood for no apparent reason, like very niche things? Every time I hear the word engaged, I think of this moment in Father the Bride where the daughter, played by Kimberly Paisley, tells Steve Martin, I'm engaged, I'm getting married. Ah! Like, I always think of that. I don't know if that happens to you, babes, please let me know. But that's how I feel. I feel that feeling. And I'm feeling so blessed and so grateful. Oh wow, there's so much to say about Chris and I's relationship. I do want to keep some things private just for us. We are both actually fairly private people. I know it doesn't always seem that way, but we're both like two Midwesterners who work in this industry and actually don't share a ton. But I love you all so much, and I am so, so, so grateful for all of your sweet comments. It truly was like just a nice moment, and I just so... Again, thank you for all of that. So to share a little bit more, if you want to know and revel in the happiness, Chris told me we were going on a trip to Napa, just him and I. And I often, you know, he and I always say we get very busy with work. So we really try to make sure we have like check-in date nights, just us, or do a little weekend away somewhere, just us, if we've been very busy, and we'd been very busy. So I thought that he suggested, let's just go on a weekend together and kind of have some time just us. And he said, Napa. And I said, oh, in the words of Sex and the City, you can take a Napa, but you don't move to Napa, but you do take a trip there, you know? So I said, yes, of course. And we went up there, and he was taking me to this vineyard for a tasting that we'd been to on my birthday last year. And I thought we were just going there again because we love their wine. Like Cabernet, I'll get some more of that wine from Brand Winery.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
But what I didn't know was, and I didn't even remember saying this until he reminded me that I said it, but when we went there on my birthday last year and we just kind of got recommended it by a friend, it's a small, amazing little vineyard, little winery. We went there and we were outside and I said, wow, what a beautiful place this would be to get engaged or have a wedding. And it's stunning. It's overlooking this lake. It's so picturesque. It almost feels like you're in Europe. And often in TV, we're always looking at like sets and lighting and stuff, right? Your brain is just kind of trained to think that way. And so I just remarked on that. And I guess Chris later told me after he proposed that, well, he had heard me say that, which I didn't know, and that he had been thinking the same thing, which is just another example. We are often on, we have very similar like aesthetics. We often end up picking outfits that look very similar. We actually both wore collars when we got engaged, which was funny. We were both wearing like collars and sweaters, you know, all excited to dress for fall. And so I guess he had thought the same thing and he remembered it. And so he'd known that was the place for almost a year, which is incredible. He and I, of course, have talked about getting married. I think we've both been married before. And we were both in a place of, you know, like if I never got married again, I always said I'd be fine. But then we met each other and, you know, we want to marry each other. I want to marry Chris. I love him so much and hold him in higher regard than myself, really. So I'm so happy that we got engaged. It's happening. I'm engaged. I'm getting married. So he brought me to that winery and he did a couple really romantic things, which we may share later. And he proposed. And I blacked out a little bit when he was actually down on one knee. It was very surreal. And I kept saying, this is weird. And then I thought, I gotta pick a better word than weird. Okay, surreal. Is that better? Is that a bit more shiny? And I teared up and it almost felt strange to even have to say yes. I don't really remember if I said yes, because of course, yes. I mean, I would have proposed to him, to be honest. It was surreal to see him down on one knee. I was very happy, but I wanted to just get down on a knee with him and say, yeah, we're doing this, you know, like Monica and Chandler and Friends or something. Because I so see him as my partner. And I've thought before about why this relationship made me transition mentally to, maybe I'll get married again, but I'm okay if I never do, to being so excited to get married. And I think the biggest reason is that it is such a partnership and such a partnership of ease and happiness. And by that I mean, you know, I think when we're growing up, as we're all kind of learning about love, we're often taught like opposites attract. And on the one hand, sure, yes, I get that. On the other hand, man, does it help in life to just have someone you like to do the same things as, you know, to have fun with. And Chris and I both love travel and trying new foods and wine. We work in the same industry. We understand each other's jobs. We're both from the Midwest. So much of that commonality has made our relationship so easy. And I think easy is good because life's going to be hard. You know, it's going to throw some stuff at you. And to be in a relationship that is easy and that you can laugh and find joy in, and support and many other great things, but it makes a huge difference. And we all also, I think, I remember sort of being told relationships take work. And being in this relationship has helped me realize the distinction between relationships taking work and relationships being work. And our relationship never feels like work. We work at it sometimes, but it comes from this place of love where we both want to make it better. We want to improve our relationship. It doesn't come from a place of we've got to work at it just to keep it going, just to make it work. And so I just feel so blessed. I think life comes at you in waves. So this is a wave of joy and I'm going to ride that wave because at some point the wave's going to crash and I'm going to have to tread water. I don't understand the ocean and I should stop with that metaphor or analogy. I'm no marine biologist. I'm just soaking in the happiness. You know, usually we do chic of the week, shit of the week. There's no shit of the week. The week's just getting chic shit, okay? I got engaged and I went to Harry Potter World. Yes, absolutely. And by the way, many of you have messaged me saying, when I was at Harry Potter World, you sent me some DMs. Should you get married at Harry Potter World? I think that's an excellent idea. I'm not one to encourage people to flood somebody's DMs, but if you all want to DM Chris Harrison and say, hey, get married at Harry Potter World, I'm down for that, okay? I mean, how romantic can you get? There's a fucking castle, okay? It's a magical place. I wanted to come on and share a little bit with you all. We have kind of a busy weekend coming up because not only did Chris plan this incredible romantic proposal on a hilltop in a meaningful vineyard at sunset with the two of us having a glass of wine and champagne and overlooking this lake and oh my gosh, and in the fall, the fun, cozy vibes, all those things. But man, the man thought of everything. He also planned trips and dinners and such with our dear friends for when we came back so that we could celebrate with everybody. So, you know, I got to get to more celebrating. I'm so happy and thankful. And the rest of the weekend was incredible. He had planned several tastings and we stayed at this wonderful hotel that's sort of a next level bed and breakfast. There's only 5 rooms in the hotel. It's called the Poetry Inn. There's like a wood-burning fireplace in each room. And they kept saying, welcome home when we came home because it feels like you're in someone's house. And I was like, am I home? Can I move here? You know, I don't take a Napa. I moved to Napa. I would like to live here. Is that too much? Let's get married and live here. I'm okay with it, you know? So we were in this room overlooking these vineyards in the Napa Valley and had an outdoor shower that opened up to the vineyards. I was like, oh my God, is wine going to come out of the shower now? Will I be showered in wine and drink the wine? It was all mostly to do with wine, wasn't it? Yeah. Napa's always been a special place for us. So it was incredible that he proposed there and made the weekend just about the two of us. And now we're going to celebrate with some friends. We had so many charcuteries, you know, what's wine without cheese? He planned all that and we had lovely dinners and we just soaked it all in. I didn't know Chris Harrison could build a fire, a wood burning fire, but he can. You know, the man's well dressed, but he also has a Boy Scout in him. Literally, I think he was in the Boy Scouts. He's got that, you know, that core. So it was just awesome. And I'm feeling so happy and so blessed. And again, incredibly grateful for the outpouring of love and congratulations that has come from all of you. It has meant so, so much to Chris and I. Our families are happy and our friends are happy and we're happy. And it just feels like this beautiful time in life of feeling thankful for where everything we've been through and everything that has come to this point. You know, I'm a big believer that if you're happy with where you are, you can't regret anything about where you've been. And that's how I feel right now. And now we're on to the next chapter, the next many chapters. Writing a fucking book, okay? In some ways. That's a metaphor I can get behind. I'm a little bit better than that. I won an English department award in high school. Did not do well in science. So anyway, I just wanted to come on, share a little bit more with you all about all that and tell you that we love you and we appreciate you and there's much more to come. Thank you so much. All of my love. And you know, gosh, man, I believe in love. I believe in love and this has only cemented all that for me. And that's just a nice feeling, isn't it? To just believe in love. I love you, babes. Thank you so much. Bye.